Mean squared error, MSE. Another method of calculating error rates, the mean squared error, MSE, magnifies the errors by squaring each one before adding them up and dividing by the number of forecast periods. Squaring errors effectively makes them absolutes, since multiplying two negative numbers always results in a positive number. Note that the errors are squared before being summed, which requires new columns in the worksheet, as shown in Exhibit 1-45. The formula for mean squared error follows, with an example from the exhibit below. MSE and MAD comparison. Note in Exhibit 1-45 how the process of squaring each error using the MSE method gives you a much wider range of numbers than when the mean absolute deviation, MAD, is used. For example, in row 4 of the spreadsheet, the MAD for the exponential smoothing method is -4.51, while with MSE, it is the 20.31. In addition to the large results being much larger, fractional results become smaller. This is seen in row 3 of the spreadsheet, where the MAD is -0.40, but squaring this for MSE results in 0.16. The greater range gives you a more sensitive measure of the error rate, which is especially useful if the absolute error numbers are relatively close together and reduction of errors is important. Exhibit 1-45, mean squared error and MAD compared. Measuring the extent of deviation helps determine the need to improve forecasting or rely on safety stock to meet customer service objectives.